Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or mixed race?
African-American.
Thank you very much. And we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
79.
79. Thank you. Now, please raise your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, for something different, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What are my choices?
Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
I don't know that I'm satisfied, but what's the next one down from satisfied?
Between satisfied and dissatisfied, where do you fall?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Between satisfied and dissatisfied, is there something there?
These are the only options that we have for this question.
Very satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
And thinking about issues thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Is it creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, improving K-12 public school education, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, reducing crime, passing common sense gun reforms to help guns out of the hands, to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, protecting abortion rights, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Yeah, we got a lot there. I don't know what combating racism is, you know, some of the things that you mentioned also combat racism. So I don't know where to go with that. Mm-hmm. But I think taking guns out of the hands of the people that don't need them, I think that's a really important one. But I think inflation.
And so you chose a combating division and racism and passing common sense gun reforms to keep, to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people? Or would you like to change the combating division and racism?
I think I'm going to go to the Social Security one. Because, see, the racism thing, it's a wide spectrum. So,
okay.
I think
protecting
Social Security, taking guns away from people who don't need them.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Democrats in Congress.
What about me?
Can you give me or rate your feelings towards them on a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means that you feel very cold. 100 means that you feel very warm. Any number between 0 and 100.
So 100 means that you feel positive.
Very favorable towards them, yes.
Yeah, okay, 100.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
100.
Bernie Moreno.
Oh. 1.
Kamala Harris.
I know you're laughing at me.
Oh, no.
What was the next
no.
one?
Okay, and we had Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. Then we have Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Cornel West.
75.
Donald Trump.
1.
Then we have Republicans in Congress.
1.
Tim Scott.
1.
And Sherrod Brown.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please let me know.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yeah.
And would you say you have read, seen, or heard is a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
Thank you. Now, what you've heard or seen or read recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Well, I like the fact that he got past the that big bill, I guess it was a year or so ago, for infrastructure, the infrastructure bill. I think that was very good.
Would you say that made you somewhat more favorable or much more favorable towards him?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. And what have you seen, read, or heard? I believe that you were telling me this, but that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration. You mentioned that it was the bill about the...
Infrastructure.
About the infrastructure. Thank you. And what about the bill of infrastructure?
Well, I think you're asking me specifics about the bill?
Yeah, okay, or that's enough. Thank you very much. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Well, I know what he says. I don't know what he's doing, but other than being in court, biggest thing I've seen about Donald Trump is the court cases, frankly.
Okay, and would you consider that a lot, some, or only a little?
What do you mean, a lot, some, or only a little of what?
And that, what have you heard, recently seen or heard?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
And would you say somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. And what have you seen, read, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? In a few words, if you can.
Okay. I think that his words toward American people are hostile, and he doesn't show empathy for people. He has a negative is not enough of a word, but he expresses his feelings in a negative way. Instead of encouraging people, he tears down people's images. He uses words that are inflammatory instead of dealing with the issues. He doesn't speak on an issue very much. He basically tries to tear down the image of the opponent, but you never know what he thinks. But you do know what he thinks, but how he's going to solve an issue.
Okay. And what I had was, I think that his words towards American people are hostile, and he doesn't show empathy for people. He expresses his feelings in a negative way. Instead of encouraging people, he uses words that are inflammatory instead of dealing with the issues.
Yeah,
is that close enough?
That's the first thing. And I think the second thing is he shows himself in terms of his actions in the past, as well as now, a person of low character. Yeah, he doesn't worry about the truth. He doesn't tell the truth. Even when the truth is obvious, he lies right in your face. So he has low character.
It seems that I have reached the character limit, so I don't know if you want to change your...
No. You know what I mean, so, yeah. You can
okay. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to read what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe is to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two.
The biggest threats.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
We have stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Wow. There's a whole bunch of threats in this stuff. I get two choices?
Two choices, yes.
Well, One is definitely Donald Trump being elected as president.
That's one.
And then I guess I'll choose the rise of white supremacy and racism.
Thank you very much. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. We have tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe Biden.
And do you think Biden would be much better or somewhat better at dealing with the issue?
I think somewhat better.
Thank you. Then we have rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Then we have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden, much better.
Thank you. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Biden, much better, although nothing to do about them. But.
Thank you. Then we have fixing the immigration system.
Biden, much better.
And growing the U.S. economy.
Biden, much better.
Thank you very much. Before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We are nearing the last section of the survey, so we still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Oh, it's no difference.
No difference. Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
And do you think it was somewhat fair or very fair?
Very fair.
Thank you. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Disagree.
And is that a strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I guess the second one.
Often. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? You can select up to two. Is it Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or X? TikTok, Instagram, or other?
Well, you know what? I probably should, if that's what you're considering social media,
yeah.
I would probably say hardly ever, never, because I don't do most of those.
Oh. Okay,
I do text and emails, and I get through my AOL browser, I get news there, but I don't use any of those, so you can put me down for never on those things.
Okay, so we're going to change the former question of how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media to not often or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And how often do you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I say less than half.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I describe it as urban.
Thank you. Were one of four or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, ma'am. Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.